This is Dakota Datebook for April 6th. Graham's Island is a large island in Devil's Lake, covering about 9 square miles. On this date in 1906, the Devil's Lake Inter-Ocean newspaper reported on draft legislation that would reserve Graham's Island for the use of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians. The plan was to set the land aside for homestead allotments. 2 years earlier, in 1904, the Turtle Mountain Chippewa had ceded to the United States all the land they still claimed in North Dakota. The only exception was a small tract, 12 miles long and 6 miles wide. At that time, it was stipulated that any Chippewa unable to secure land in that area could take claim of any vacant government land without charge. The federal government determined that Graham's Island was the only vacant land in the area. The island had been used as a wood reservation for Fort Totten, but had since been abandoned. The island's name comes from Captain Duncan Graham, a Scotsman fur trader for the Hudson's Bay Company. He arrived in North Dakota long before the influx of homesteaders. It's thought that he arrived in the area of Devil's Lake about 1810. He is acknowledged as the first white settler in the area. He settled on a piece of land near what is now the city of Devil's Lake and built a trading post on the island. The Indians called him Bigfoot, and the island was called Bigfoot's Island. Graham's Island is now home to a state park. There are ample opportunities for camping, fishing, boating, and picnicking. The park hosts fishing tournaments on Devil's Lake, which covers more than 100,000 acres and has walleye, northern pike, white bass, and perch. The area also attracts hunters in the fall as thousands of waterfowl migrate through this treasured recreation area. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.